I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Director Aaron Rodinghouse and Josh Danziger's thriller Apart premiered at South by Southwest to great reviews. The film is about two people who are linked emotionally and through a shared experience in rare disorder called ICD-10-F24. Say that five times fast. The story, which Danziger came up with, is based on actual case studies of the disorder. The film, which also stars Bruce McGill and Joey Lorden Adams, looks beautiful, and for a first-time director, Rodinghouse has got to be ecstatic with what he put on screen. The two friends sat down with me at South by Southwest to talk about how they wrote the script, how the first draft came in at a whopping 200 pages, the casting of the film, and their advice to filmmakers and actors. This site takes a lot of work, so I really do appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Aaron and Josh.
Josh, your first movie.
This is my first movie.
And then, is this your very first script?
My first produced script, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How many scripts did you write prior to this
one? Ten or so really bad ones.
Really?
No, some were okay. But, no, the one that... you have to write... I forget what number they tell you to write is before you actually have a good one to show to people. But I wrote enough bad ones in college that I finally got to one that was decent that I showed to Josh.
I thought he had a great way with words. And, like, very detailed.
And, yeah.
And he liked it. But ultimately, it was like a divorce thing. And I knew it would never really get made. So, and it was something I just had to write. So...
It's a good writing sample. Let's just put that
yeah, it was there. It was a decent writing sample, and so we talked about doing something else, and I wanted to do something that was a love story where the two lovers couldn't be together. So we didn't know what that was, and so then we got a call from Josh's friend.
My friend is a doctor, and he was like, "You're not going to believe what happened at 3 a.m. last night in the hospital. Two people came in with gashes on their arms, saying they have worms coming out of their arms. And what they did was they took a cleaning solvent, burned their skin, got a knife to get the worms off. So obviously he was like, all right, well, we're going to check what medication you're on. And the diagnosis was that they, you know, it all came back clean, negative, and the diagnosis, they had this rare but real disease, induced delusional disorder. And I was like, is this real? And he's like, yep. And I was like, do you have any more research? He's like, I can find some for you. And we got some case studies, some research. I told Aaron about it. The next day, you wrote 20 pages. And I was like, wow, this is going to take a few weeks to write the script. We'll be off shooting in no time. 18 months later,
I gave him the 204-page rough draft.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the phone book was here.
Yeah.
The script was here.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of minutiae that I think I knew would be cut, but I just had to write it to find the characters.
To write. I was like, just write. I mean, because, you know, everything can be edited, but just don't limit yourself. Let's just write. Don't think about budget. Don't think of, like, it's funny. We came up with the beginning of the movie and the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And we had to just figure out everything in the middle.
How to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how to get there. And we were really proud of those two endpoints, but everything in the middle...
We came up with like something interesting for the beginning, and then we could never figure out how to make that happen. Yeah. It's been a really long time, and a lot of trial and error.
Bad ideas. Like, he still makes fun of me.
Yeah, like then just a lot of how do we do this? Like, how do we get here?
Was that before or after the 204-page version?
That was the outline stage.
Yeah.
That was the treatment, which was incomprehensible.
How long did it take to pare down the 204-page version?
It didn't take that long. I think it only took a couple of months, and then after, I think we got it down to a roughly 140-page version, and then
124 was the final.
Yeah, and then we kept kind of obviously we can't film that on any budget, but I mean you can on a big budget, but for our budget, I knew we would have to cut down, and as our budget kept lowering, so did the script page count, and what happened in the script. But ultimately, it was great because It kind of filtered out the riffraff, the not-so-great stuff.
Yeah. So it was always planned that you were going to direct?
Yes.
And then you were going to star?
Yes.
Yeah. So how long have you guys known each other?
Like 6 years?
Yeah.
6 years, yeah.
Did you meet in school?
No, we met on a project.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. That small indie horror film, which I had a small role in, and Aaron was the editor, and he was on set, and we were both living in L.A. at the time, and we just kind of hit it off. You know, started talking about, you know, what he wanted to do and what I wanted to do, and And at the time, I was also, as my part-time job, I was working for a production company. They told me to reach out, and they're like, you know, if you meet a young writer or director, you know, get to know them. And I got to know Aaron, and he had a script, the script we talked about. I was like, this is great. We definitely worked together. Got the idea. The rest is history.
Yeah, I went off and wrote it, and then I would come over with pages for Josh to read out loud, and we figured out very quickly what was working and what wasn't.
He would give me two notes. He would say, okay, it sucks on my end, and it sucks on your end. That's how you become a better actor, and it's how you become a better writer.
Yeah.
And that's how it went. And it was great, because we actually developed a shorthand, so when we got into production, like, I knew what Aaron, like, I would do something, like, I would act, and then Aaron would say, okay, cut. He would come out, and I was like, and just by look on his face, like, I know, just go back, and just say, back to one.
Yeah. Yeah, because we knew we wouldn't have a lot of time to shoot, so it was great to be able to have all his character work kind of done before we even got down to Texas to shoot.
And when you were writing, did you have his voice in your head, and you could, did that make it easier for you?
It did, because, you know, working with him, I got to know his strengths, and I could really kind of tailor the character to those. And so that was, it made it a lot easier, and it made it super easy just to say, like I said, just, hey, read this, and, oh, this doesn't sound good coming out of your mouth. And yeah. I don't think it sounds good coming out of anyone's mouth, so
we need to fix it. And speaking of that note, like, it was challenging because, you know, Noah doesn't have a lot of dialogue, especially in the beginning of the movie, and Aaron was like, it's going to be challenging as an actor about, because it's not how you say it, it's about what's not being said, and that's just from what, you know, your body language and what's on your face. And it took some time to kind of get there and learn how to really express yourself from what this character's going through. One of the big words that Aaron gave me when, you know, developing this character and we were about to start production is, he gave me one word. He said, broken. He said, Noah Green is broken. And it just stuck true to me. He's like, I want the audience to feel that. And that's a great starting point for me for an actor. So that's great. One word. That's how good he is. Don't need a direction. Broken. Now act. Noah, go back to one.
Yeah, he would tell me about other directors he worked with that would, like, do weird shit. Like,
I know. Yeah.
Yell out colors at him or whatever. Like, yo, go blue. And then, like, I don't know what that means. So we're going to have to find.
I have to say that Aaron is my first, because this is the first real movie, is my first real director. And I learned a lot, like, from acting. Like, this is, Aaron put me through not only, you know, a psychiatric or a psychology course, but at the same time, it was a great acting lesson, an acting class, you know. I mean, even when we're in the editing room, Aaron was still directing me. Like, for example, I know, there's a scene in the diner where I pick up this thing, and I was like, yeah, I was looking for a tomato, and Aaron was like, you know, the next time you do it, just say, is there any tomato on this? You know, feel free to do. And that's what I love about Aaron. He's always directing. He's always trying to make you better, and he loves actors. And Bruce McGill, Joy Lauren Adams, Lisa Rulin, Jason Davis said the same thing. I mean, Michael Bond was talking about Quentin Tarantino, working with Quentin Tarantino, and working on Aaron, which is kind of a thrill. It's kind of weird.
How did you get the cast? I mean, you've got some Bruce McGill, I love.
Yeah, yes.
You know,
he read the script. Ryan sent him the script, and he read it, and he responded to it. And he also saw something that Aaron cut together that he sent him, and he was like, all right, I like it. And Bruce is the type of guy where, you know, he doesn't want to be, you know, doing the same thing over. He wants to work with the, you know, younger, you know, and they're doing interesting projects. And he really got this one, and it was a blessing to have him. Joey is a friend of mine.
Yeah, Joey is my friend, and I just wrote the role for her and said, and I knew that she was, I knew her from her first film, Come Early Morning, which I worked on, and we became friends, and so I wrote the role for her and tried to keep it as brief as possible, just because I knew that, you know, with actors like that, you don't have a lot of time with them, and you need to get them in and out. So it'd be just because it makes it more, they respond to that more if they're like, oh, I can come in and do 2 days and do a really good role in 2 days and be out.
It helps that the script is good.
Yeah.
Say no.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a really good thing. I mean, Michael Bowen and Alicia, for that matter. That's how we got Alicia, I would say, 36 hours before we started shooting. Or maybe 2 days.
I think it was like 3 or 4 days.
How does that happen?
We went.
It was back and forth with
somebody already cast.
Huh?
Was somebody already cast?
No, we had
to find our.
Yeah. And Heather Nunn, our casting director, just kept sending tapes and auditions and stuff like that from LA, because we were already down in Texas in pre-production. And
we had dinner one night. And I was like, what are we gonna do? I was like, I need my Emily Gates down.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to. He's like, Josh, so okay. I was like, how? I mean, our chemistry. You don't understand, actors. And Aaron's like, I understand. We're gonna get her. And Alicia came in. She actually flew out here without her deal being closed, because we had one day of rehearsals, and then the next one day we shot. And I made sure I spent every minute with her, and Aaron made sure he spent every time with her and talking, and she and I, we just bared ourselves to each other.
Yeah.
That's how it went from there.
Yeah. And then we did a ton of casting down there in Texas, and we got really lucky with people that came in with
David.
Sue Rock and David Bourne.
Sheree
is great, yeah. Sheree Nelson. We just got really lucky. We saw a lot of people and enough that we were able to separate the wheat from the chaff, as it were.
It was lucky, but Aaron did bring out the best in everyone.
Yeah. So do you think, because I've worked with a lot of directors also, and some of them are just awful, you know? And do you think it's, I guess I would ask you this.
It's, sure.
I've known for a while now. It's just a natural thing, you know, where I guess you're not born with it, but...
I understand what your question is.
More technical and more...
Yeah, and I think when it comes to, like, you know, Aaron's direction, at least for me, is that, you know, I trust in Aaron. I mean, obviously, working on a script together, we got to know each other really well, and even though we would fight occasionally, I mean, we all had a common goal, and that was to make the best film possible. There was no ego. Like, we were all in the same boat right here. You know, this was our baby, and we're going to do the best we could to make the best film possible. And so, carrying that over into production, which was kind of funny, because at the time, you know, I was telling Aaron, you got to do this. And he's like, Josh, you realize on production, I'm your boss. I was like, yes, I know. He's like, so whatever you tell me now, it's going to be twofold during production. And it was, but it was good to have Aaron believe in me, you know, and he's like, you know, give me the confidence, you know. I think confidence is a big thing, especially as a director, but definitely as an actor, you know, you want to have that director that you can fall back on. And having a movie that's just, we shoot out of order, and some days I'm being in a coma, and then I'm in high school, and then I'm like, you know, in present day, we're some emotional scenes, you know, it's good to have, you know, the wide angle lens of Aaron. I'm like, Aaron, where am I? What am I doing? And him saying, okay, don't say this because you've said this before. And it's good to have that as an actor, I mean, as a director, you know, telling you, like, what, you know, where you're at, where you're going. And so to have that trust just, you know, made me feel comfortable.
Yeah. And just my final question to ask everybody, what's your advice to either filmmakers or actors or, you know, people who just want to, you know, make a go at this?
Have really tough skin, because you're gonna get crapped on, for lack of a better word. It's a tough business, and it's hard for me even to take criticism, and you're gonna get it, and so. For me, it's just like you just have to keep plugging away, and you really have to believe in it, because believe that that's what you want to do, because otherwise you're just fooling yourself and you're wasting your time. It's such a grind, and it's so exhausting. It takes such an emotional toll on you to just go through the amount of rejection, especially as an actor and an actress. I can't even fathom having to do that, like the amount of rejection that trait gets, because I get enough on my own. I just have tough skin. And as far as filmmakers are concerned, really, the biggest advice I can give anyone is to spend time in post-production, because it saves you. You learn so much that you don't learn in production about what you need versus what you don't, and it allows you to edit on set and save you time, and edit before, and when it, you know, when it's getting late in the day and you're losing the light and you have two scenes to shoot but you can only shoot one, like it forces you to figure out, okay, this one can go. And so, like, that was, coming from that background was invaluable.
Yeah.
So that's why I was.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.